Who's that knocking on our door? Why, I do believe it's Sean Defoe, with temperatures meant to be somewhere between -5 and -2 tonight. He's coming in from the cold. How you doing, Sean?
Jakers, it's frozen, isn't it? I get too Irish about it. It's very cold out there. Very cold, yeah. Oscar.
I'm glad you didn't get too Irish about it. There's certain expressions we can't use during...
No, it's actually, it's Baltic. It's one of those ones where if you spat it, it freezes. You know, it's really just properly Baltic cold. And this is the warmest it's going to be for the rest of the week. So, you know,
make the most of it. Now you got it, exactly that. Yeah, we're going to take some getting used to. Well, Sean, if it has to be a prize for a top headline of the week, Murder on the Dance Floor has to be one. Former state pathologist to join Dancing with the Stars.
This is gas. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I've never said that before. I'm really looking forward to Dancing with the Stars. I'm not a Dancing with the Stars fan. But when you get a state pathologist on, I'm like, I want to see Mary Cassidy, obviously, a well-known household name to everybody, usually from just hearing it in very depressing news reports when she was called in for years and years.
Isn't that a fact?
In her other job. But she's since written a book, a very interesting book by all accounts. I haven't read it, but anyone who has says it's very, very good. Now she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Quite an interesting lineup already. So they've got Mary Cassidy, who's going to be on there. Panty Bliss, a.k.a. Rory O'Neill. Brooke Scullion, the Eurovision entry, obviously, from this year. Footballer Paul Brogan. Suzanne Jackson, who apparently is a very big deal when it comes to makeup and all these sort of things. And then the latest is Cara Mullen, the RT2 FM presenter. So they've got a fairly decent lineup that's coming out in January now, and they're putting them out, releasing them slowly, and I shan't confirm whether I'll be among them.
Yeah, interesting. And just harking back to Mary Cassidy there for a moment. You know, she's taken up ballet. She used to practice as a kid, but now in retirement she has returned to ballet. I have to admire that.
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing stories of when people retire and that they take up something that either they had drifted away, as things drift away from all of us as we sort of get older and get more responsibility and have to do things and
grow up, the things we pay enjoy. Bills. So, and, yeah.
I'm all about that. Grow up and pay bills. But when you've paid all those bills, yeah, absolutely, you go back and do ballet.
Now you said it. Always of interest is the Google search release they do at the end of the year. So Ireland's most searched items year on year, and this year no exception on that. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was kind of surprised at this because we've all forgotten about it in the last few months, but the top most searched thing on Irish Google this year was Wordle. Remember that's what we were all obsessed for a couple of months, to go absolutely mad for Wordle. Some people still playing, of course, but a long time since I was doing it. Wordle followed by unsurprisingly things that were in the news a lot. So number two was Ukraine. Queen Elizabeth was number three. Aisling Murphy was number four. The World Cup, and then the Wordle knockoff, I suppose you could call it. Hurdle. Did you ever play that one? The one where it's a bit of audio.
You had me
you
there.
Have to guess what song the audio is from. So you get like a beat to start, and if you can't guess it, you get a little bit longer, and you get a little bit longer until you have to guess it. So,
do you know what? Ray C in the office is devoted to that. Yeah, he plays that. Well, of course, he does a lot of good work, can I just say, down the office as well. But at a moment of distraction, he does play the hurdle as well. And yeah, it's an interesting one. What did you make of the searches yourself? Some of them predictable, some of them, I suppose, kind of different.
Yeah, some of them one you just kind of swallow. So two of the other ones, Johnny Depp was also in there, Russia. You kind of forget the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial was one of the biggest trials of the year. And actually, when you go into the most searched for people, you get a bit more of a sense of the year. So you had Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, followed by Will Smith for that punch, obviously at the Oscars, then Vladimir Putin and Liz Truss, which is quite a, if you had the five of them at a dinner table, it would be sort of a very interesting dinner party together. When you look at some of the other sports, World Cup, Australian Open, Ireland, New Zealand, and then films, the most searched films were interesting, because I think film is sort of going through this weird bounce back at the minute from the pandemic, but hasn't quite hit the heights of where it would like to be. But The Batman was the number one most searched film, followed by Uncharted, Thor Love and Thunder, Top Gun, the new Top Gun, and then The Banshees of Inisherin and Irish Own, of course.
Good stuff. Well, now, just to finish off, I have to say I'm enjoying your explainer, Sean Defoe's explainer. Anywhere you get your podcast, just type in Sean Defoe, you'll find it there. And as I always say, what I've always like about it too is the fact that it's only 12, 15 minutes or thereabouts, and it goes into enough depth on the topic to kind of exactly that explain, which I guess is what you're trying to do, Sean. But what have you done of late?
Yeah, absolutely. So the one that's out today, Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe, is out, and it's actually about Christmas traditions. I said I'd get into the Christmas mood this particular week, but the Christmas traditions that they have across Europe that you might never have heard of, because not everyone does a Christmas like us. So there's a section in there on what a Ukrainian Christmas is usually like, if there's someone in your life who maybe is living with you now, or you're working with Ukrainians who have come over here, how maybe to make them feel a little bit more included this Christmas. But then also some of the weird ones, the weird little traditions, like in Italy, for example, where they have a Christmas witch that goes around leaving presents in January.
Witch.
Or in a Christmas witch called La Befana, who leaves out stuff in children's shoes. If you leave your shoes outside the door, they'll fill them with sweets. And then my favourite being Iceland, who have this really weird tradition that it's a load of gnomes, effectively, that have replaced Santa. And the mother of the gnomes owns a cat who goes around and eats children who aren't gifted a piece of clothing for Christmas. So it's become a big tradition to eat or to give children clothing, because if they don't, they get eaten by a giant cat. So that's a bit of a flavour of Let Me Explain, which is out now wherever you get the podcast.
Great stuff. Sean, always good to talk to you. You have a good one in between. Enjoy your rest of the week. All right.
You too, Ali. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.